You're listening to Animal Radio, and here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
We welcome back to the show Dr. Gerald Post. He's the owner of the Veterinary Cancer Center, and they are dedicated to the diagnosis and treatment of cancer in animals, which is no longer necessarily a death sentence. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you so much.
We had a chance to talk a little over a month ago about cancer in animals, and we ran out of time, but I wanted to talk to you about what animals are predisposed to cancers and what types.
The best breeds are probably going to be, no surprise, mixed breed dogs as far as their risk for cancer. But I would say people need to not only look at risk of cancer, but also personality size, things like that, when they evaluate what breed to get. But as far as cancer goes, there are a number of breeds that are predisposed to either one or multiple types of cancers. And if you look at comparing a population of, you know, mixed breed dogs to a population of, let's say, purebred dogs like Golden Retrievers or Rottweilers or flat-coated retrievers, the portion of dogs that are mixed breed will have lower incidence of cancer in general, and that's something called hybrid vigor. In other words, mixing of two breeds' genes tends to bring out the best in both.
Mutts are generally stronger all around, aren't they?
They usually are, you know, from a genetic standpoint, absolutely.
So beyond with like, you know, with my clients, when they come in with that brand new puppy, you hate to freak them out and tell them all the bad stuff that's going to happen. But, you know, I think part of, you know, my job is to educate folks on what potential diseases. So beyond that, what else do you advocate for folks with new pets?
Absolutely. So I think that not only is knowledge power, but by knowing what to look for, sometimes you can catch these diseases, whether they're cancer or otherwise, at an early enough stage where you can potentially cure them, whereas if you didn't know what to look for and they reared their ugly heads, they could be lethal. So, for instance, you know, the breeds that we see a lot of cancer in, you know, for instance, Golden Retrievers, I still think they're an amazing breed to have. They're wonderful, sweet, family-friendly, kid-friendly, and they're just an all-around wonderful dog. But if you do own a Golden Retriever, or if you're advising your clients about it, I would advise them, you know what, you should probably be on the lookout for lymphoma or hemangiosarcoma, which is a tumor of the spleen in general, or typically. And so when the animal becomes, you know, middle-aged, 5, 6, or 7, maybe having, you know, routine ultrasounds, x-rays, blood work, and physical exams done every 6 months to a year may be warranted. If you have a, you know, owner who just, you know, adopted or bought a large or giant breed dog, being on the lookout for any type of, you know, acute lameness and being understanding that bone cancer in those animals are much more common than in smaller dogs may make you a bit more likely to bring the pet in for x-rays of a lameness rather than just treating it with a non-steroidal or rest, things like that.
We're always talking about dog breeds that are predisposed to cancer. Are there any cat breeds that are predisposed to certain cancers?
So it's a really great question, and certainly, you know, in the United States, the vast majority of cats that, you know, we see in our practice are domestic shorthairs, and so the breed-specific literature on cancer risk is much less robust in cats than it is in dogs. I would say that there are certain breeds that have a risk for other diseases. For instance, the certain British breeds have a tendency to have one type of blood type. There are Siamese cats who tend to have one type of mast cell tumor that tends to be called a histiocytic mast cell tumor. And mast cell tumors in Siamese cats will often regress on their own. And so, yeah, there are breed dispositions in cats as well as dogs. But one of the interesting things about breeds and knowing the breed specificity is, for instance, bladder cancer, which is incredibly common in Scottish Terriers. There is a urine test called the bladder tumor antigen test. And using that test in young Scottish Terriers, typically every 6 months, or West Highland White Terriers when they're young every 6 months, if you get a negative result on that, that tells you that your dog with a very, very, very high level of confidence does not have bladder cancer. So you can go on for the next 6 months and kind of go and take a breath.
And a lot of these things that you're talking about aren't necessarily running like hundreds of dollars of tests every time you go to the veterinarian. It's more keeping up with those regular physical exams, right?
Absolutely correct. And, you know, also, again, when you're advising your clients when they're, you know, getting a dog, adopting a dog, or buying a dog, by knowing what specifically to look for, you can pay a little bit closer attention. You know, when you do a physical exam on a, you know, dying breed dog to look at the joints and specific locations, when you're doing your exam on a Scottish Terrier or a Westie, to pay a little bit more attention to the bladder. So, no, these tests are not overly expensive, and a physical examination, you know, is really going to be your best friend when it comes to preventative medicine.
Well, there is so much to learn about this. You can check out the website, by the way, at vcchope.com. vcchope.com, as in Veterinary Cancer Center. Dr. Gerald Post joining us. There's a list of dogs and breeds that are predisposed to cancer. We're going to put that list up over at the website at animalradio.com. Dr. Post, thank you so much for joining us again.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, and thank you.
That's all we have for you today. We thank you so much for listening. Do not forget, you can ask your questions all week long from the Animal Radio app for your smartphone, your iPhone, or your Android. Download the Animal Radio app right now. You can also listen to past shows. And we'll see you next week for more Animal Radio right here on this fine station.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Animal Radio Network.